I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 396, God is Not the Cosmic Candy Man. It's fun to go to a candy store. You know, a place where there is wall-to-wall sweets of all kinds, every shape, every taste, variety, in every nook and cranny, all there for your taking. Well, some preachers and teachers have peddled God as the cosmic candy man. And I think that concept's killing the church. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Sammy Davis Jr. used to sing a song called The Candy Man. The lyrics go like this in part. Candy Man! Hey, Candy Man! All right, everybody, gather around. The Candy Man is here. Now, what kind of candy do you want? Sweet chocolate? Chocolate malted candy? Gumdrops? Anything you want? You've come to the right man because I'm the candy man. Who can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew, cover it with chocolate and a miracle or two? The candy man. Oh, the candy man can. The candy man can because he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. Who can take a rainbow and wrap it in a sigh, soak it in the sun and make a groovy lemon pie? The candy man. The candy man can. The candy man can because he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. The candy man makes everything he bakes satisfying and delicious. Now you can talk about your childhood wishes. You can even eat the dishes. Oh, who can take tomorrow, dip it in a dream, separate the sorrow and collect up all the cream? The candy man. Oh, the candy man can. The candy man can because he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. My friend, God is good. He's oh so good. But he's not the cosmic candy man. Give me about five minutes. As we slow down, I'll tell you a story or share a thought, hear a portion of God's word, ask you a great question, pray a thoughtful prayer with you, and give you a challenge to love others better today. Loving T2G means knowing who God really is. I believe the trouble with many today is a false narrative about God. Some see him in one direction of the continuum, as angry and full of wrath and ready to send you to the fires of hell. But the opposite view is maybe more dangerous. God's the cosmic candy man who gives us everything we want. He meets all of our dreams and desires. He makes life satisfying and delicious. Well, what's wrong with that? It's not life. God gives free will because without choice there is no love. And that choice led to sin and separation, and we've been living in the broken fallout of that ever since. Jesus loves us. He died to take away the sin of the world, but for now, we still have to live amid the tragic consequences of it. The Bible says God is love, and God is light, and God is Jesus. He's our hope, our ever-present help in time of trouble, as the psalmist put it. But that means that trouble is here, with us for now. But God is with us too, Emmanuel. I know people who say they know Jesus, but they're so angry with him right now because life hasn't worked out like they hoped and dreamed, and they've given God the middle finger because he's not been the cosmic candy man. He never was, but they thought he was. It's crucial we don't peddle a narrative about God that he never created and then get mad at him when he doesn't live up to our own script. Here's the great question. If God's not the cosmic candy man, how would you describe him? Let's pray. Dear God, you are able, almighty, and always present. You are caring, comforter, and creator. You are faithful, forgiving, and friend. You are master, majestic, and Messiah. You are patient, peaceful, and passionate. You are restorer, refuge, and redeemer. You are teacher, tender, and truth. You are the water of life, the way, and the word. You, God, are enough. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 397. And in the meantime, maybe it's time to revisit some of the Bible images about God. And there we find that God is a shepherd, and he's a vine dresser. He's the door. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's light and love. He's our refuge and our strength. But as you look at the pages of Scripture, the conclusion you'll come to is God's not the cosmic candy man.